Good evening from Tarleton, Massachusetts, and the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Frank Allen. I will be your host this evening. Call in and ask a question at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. You can receive a copy of our newsletter simply by writing frank@targetedmassachusetts.org. In the subject line, type newsletter, or visit our site at targetedmassachusetts.org. And in the navigation, go to contact information. When completed, click submit. Or call me when your back is up against the wall and you don't have anybody to talk with. Just call me at 508-857-8334 in the United States. Okay, this evening, we're going to talk about U.S. electromagnetic weapons and human rights. Okay, this research explores the current capabilities of the U.S. military to use electromagnetic EMF devices to harass, intimidate, and kill individuals, and the continuing possibilities of violations of human rights by the testing and deployment of these weapons. To establish an historical precedent in the U.S. for such acts, we document long-term human rights and freedom of thought violations by U.S. military intelligence organizations. Additionally, we explore contemporary evidence of ongoing government research in EMF weapons technologies. We examine the potentialities of continuing human rights abuses. In the 50s and 60s, the CIA began work to find out means of influencing human cognition, emotion, and behavior. Through the use of psychological understanding of the human being as a social animal, and the ability to manipulate a subject's environment through isolation, drugs, and hypnosis, U.S.-funded scientists have long searched for better means of controlling human behavior. This research has included the use of wireless directed electromagnetic energy under the heading of information warfare and non-lethal weapons. I'd like to bring your attention to the word non-lethal. What does it do? Half kill you? 75% kill you? Non-lethal weapons. Not a valid term to me. New technology capabilities have been developed in black budget projects over the last few decades, including the ability to influence human emotion, disrupt thought, and present excruciating pain through the manipulation of magnetic fields. The U.S. military and intelligence agencies have at their disposal frightful new weapons. Weapons that have likely already been covertly used and or tested on humans, or both, here and abroad, and which could be directed against the public in the event of mass protests or civil disturbance. Human rights belong to people collectively. To believe in rights for some and not others is a denial of humanness of people worldwide. Yet denial is exactly what Congress and George W. Bush did with the signing of the Military Commission Act of 2006. The new official U.S. policy is that torture and suspension of due process are acceptable for anyone the president deems to be a terrorist or supporter. This act is the overt denial of the inalienable rights of human beings propagated in our Declaration of Independence and the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. More so, U.S. actions declared to the world that the U.S. suspends human rights for those it believes are evil. The precious words, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness," did not declare that only some men and women possess unalienable rights. Our independence was founded on the understanding that all men and women are recognized by this nation as having innate rights derived by their humanity. Likewise, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, created by the United States in 1948, signed and ratified by the Congress, specifies in its preamble that recognition of the inherent dignity and of the equal and inalienable rights of all members of the human family is the foundation of freedom, justice, and peace in the world. The Universal Declaration of Human Rights has been a guide for international law for most of six decades, and as such binds the United States to its general principles. Article 10 states that everyone is entitled to full equality, to a fair and public hearing by an independent and impartial tribunal. In the determination of his rights and obligations and of any criminal charge against him. And Article 5 specifically prohibits torture or cruel, inhumane, or degrading treatment or punishment. Both of these basic human rights have been superseded by the passage of the Military Commission Act of 2006. Additionally, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights declares that everyone has the right to freedom of thought, freedom of expression and opinion. This means that humans have the inalienable right to be free, to freely think their own thoughts and discover their own truths. This paper addresses this most fundamental human right and explores the pending threats to individual freedom of thought posed by EMF weapons technologies. Intellectual property. Okay, this word has come to mean many different things. Intellectual property is a work of art. It is a song written, which is also performing arts. It's ideas that you have for a new invention. It is intellectual property. It is your property. Now we have a brand new forefront. The theft of intellectual property that you have within your own mind. This property is being data mined on a regular basis by someone. And according to all the recent articles that I've read in DARPA, in many other publications, it is the United States government. So intellectual property is going to be the crux in many legal proceedings, whether they be class action lawsuits or individual lawsuits. So freedom of thought or cognitive liberty is the natural human right of each person to be secure in their ability to perceive the world to the best of their ability. To have true cognitive liberty in a world as complex as ours would mean that first, we must have access to truthful and unbiased information about the actions of others and the general state of the world. The Center for Cognitive Liberties defines this as the right of each individual to think independently, autonomously, to use the full spectrum of his or her mind, and to engage in multiple modes of thought. Without accurate representations, we cannot make independently informed choices. It is imperative that the human body and mind be considered sacred. To invade a person's body without their consent is totally wrong. Egregious human rights crime. The circumstance may soon arrive in which anti-war or human rights protesters suddenly feel a burning sensation akin to touching a hot skillet over their entire body. Simultaneously, they may hear terrifying, nauseating screaming, which, while not produced externally, fills their brains with overwhelming disruption. Not only are both phenomena currently possible, but designs for more powerful EMF technologies receive continuous funding from the U.S. government. Now we look at the Brain Initiative, which I believe was conceived in 2008 by then President Barack Obama. That is a direct invasion into your intellectual property. Remember that, intellectual property. We are in a time of extremism, permanent war, and the unilateral manifestation of ecocentrism and power by a cabal of people in the U.S. government. These power elites have been in operations for decades and are set on nothing less than total U.S. military domination of the world. They defy the foundational values of the American people to achieve their ends. This is not a new phenomenon. The repression of human rights has been present within this government throughout our history. A long thread of sociological research documents the existence of a dominant ruling class, in the U.S. that sets policy and determines national political priorities. The American ruling class is complex and intercompetitive, maintaining itself through interacting families, of high social standing with similar lifestyles, corporate affiliations, and memberships in elite social clubs and private schools. The American ruling class is self-perpetuating, maintaining its influence through policy-making institutions, such as the National Manufacturing Association, National Chamber of Commerce, Business Council, Business Roundtable, Conference Board, American Enterprise Institute, Council on Foreign Relations, and other business-centered policy groups. White Mills, in his 1956 book, The Power Elite, documents how World War II solidified a trinity of power in the U.S., comprised of the corporate, military, and government elites in a centralized power structure motivated by class interests and working in unison through higher circles of contact and agreement. Mills described how the power elite were those who decided whatever is decided of major consequence. With the advent of the military-industrial complex after World War II, President Eisenhower observed that an internal military-industrial power faction was consolidating their long-term plans for the domination of America and eventually the world. Eisenhower was in no position to fight these men, and history records his feelings on the subject with the next of his short farewell addresses. But threats, new in kind or degree, constantly arise. Of these, I mention two only. This conjunction of an immense military establishment and a large arms industry is new in the American experience. The total influence, economic, political, even spiritual, is felt in every city, every state house, every office of the federal government. We recognize the imperative need for this development, yet we must not fail to comprehend its grave implications. Our toil, resources, and livelihood are involved. So is the very structure of our society. In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. We have to pay some bills, folks.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. knowledge, and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Find us. My name is Frank Allen, and I represent Targeted Massachusetts and the Republic Broadcasting Network. You can call in and ask a question at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. You can receive a copy of our newsletter simply by writing Frank at targetedmassachusetts.org. In the subject line, type newsletter, or visit our site at targetedmassachusetts.org. And in the navigation, go to contact information. When completed, click submit. You're done. Or on those nights when you have no one to talk to and the targeting has backed you into a corner, you can give me a call at 508-857-8334. And there is always a way to listen at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Just to recap a little bit, we have been discussing human rights, and we have just almost completed a passage by then-President Eisenhower, and I will pick up where I left off. Even in spiritual is felt in every city, every state house, every office of the federal government. We recognize the imperative need for this development, yet we must not fail to comprehend its grave implications. Our toil, resources, and livelihood are all involved. so is the very structure of our society. In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes. We should take nothing for granted. Only an alert and knowledgeable citizenry can compel the proper meshing of the huge industrial and military machinery of defense with our peaceful methods and goals, so that security and liberty may prosper together. Akin to and largely responsible for the sweeping changes in our industrial military posture has been the technological revolution during recent decades. In this revolution, research has become central. It also becomes more formalized, complex, and costly. A deadly increasing share is conducted for, by, or at the direction of the federal government. Okay, we now understand that Eisenhower was referring to the conjunction of redirected tax monies to research secret new technology aimed at nothing less than increasing the controlling power of the military-industrial elite to a global scale. One particular faction of ambitious men, the former Cold Warriors and emerging neoconservatives, were close followers of philosopher Leo Strauss. This elite group included not just generals and or industrialists, but philosophers, scientists, academics, and politicians who have now become the most powerful public-private war organization ever known. Strauss espoused in listing philosophy that fawned over the characteristics of those who inherited wealth and lived lives of leisure to pursue whatever their interest may be. His ideas have been transformed into a cogent ideology in which the media, religion, and government are used to subdue the masses, while the real nobles follow their own will without regard to the laws designed to control lesser men. Okay, we have to pay some bills.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Oh, calling you. Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you?
Good evening. From Tigard, Massachusetts, and the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Frank Allen. I understand we have a caller. And that is Jim from upstate New York. Go ahead, Jim.
Yes, sir. I'm having a terrible time understanding what your theme, what your thesis, what are you trying to achieve here? By that monotonic tone that you're using, that you invite people up to your house, I'm really having a terrible time understanding where you're coming from.
You'll have to listen for a while, then you'll get it. And I'm sorry if I'm monotonic. I've been going over a speech.
It's a trick that's been used very often in propaganda communities, and I'm just very curious, what is your main thesis, or what is your main thought, what are you trying to convey, who are you trying to appeal to?
I'm trying to appeal to the public, and I'm trying to warn them about the so-called non-lethal weapons that are being used in this country against its citizens.
Okay. I would appreciate that. And based on what, though? In other words,
based on fact.
There's a myriad of things you can throw out there. You know what I mean? But you just sound very disingenuous to me. And I mean that very constructively. In other words, I'm listening to you. I listen to RBN all day long. You know... Please try to convey to me what your agenda is or what your
okay.
What
this evening, I'm going over human rights. Okay, that involve violations concerning U.S. citizens by using EMF weapons against society. They were supposed to. Excuse me, sir.
It's a very simplistic.
Unfortunately, we don't have the time to go into great detail. If you would like to write me at my email address.
I don't want to write you. I don't want to go to your house. I don't want to go. I'm just trying to say, what are you trying to convey here? I'm really having a hard time with it. I really am. And I'm a very open-minded person, you know. And I think RBN people are the most
United States electromagnetic weapons and human rights. That is what I'm trying to convey here.
So that's your whole.
No, that's not my. That's
in other words, you came to RBN because you wanted to convey EMFs. Come on. It goes beyond that, doesn't it, sir?
No, sir, it doesn't. It does not go beyond that at all. That's the crux of my whole reason for being here. I don't believe we have anything further to talk about, sir.
No, I guess. I stumped you. I'm sorry.
No, you didn't stump me, sir. You stumped yourself. That's too bad. I will continue to read on in my monotone voice, and we'll go from there. I'm sorry you feel that way.
To, you know, try to portray this, you know, whatever you're trying to do. I don't know. I'm really having a hard time understanding.
I have another caller. I have Fred from Iowa. Fred, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, Frank, can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir, I can.
Okay, I am a rather frequent caller into RBN, but through different circumstances, I took a sabbatical for 3 months, and I was watching the Idiot Box quite a bit. But you really grabbed my attention. You blew me away on what you're talking about. And I don't have no problem following you whatsoever. I can see where many people may have a difficulty, whether you use a monotone voice or talk real fast and come over aggressive or whatever. But I am just almost knocked out of my chair with what you've said so far. Now, I have listened to other hosts and even on the Idiot Box, which is television or a propaganda box, and I went for years without it, I was very impressed. But as the time went by and I got familiar with the person and the subjects and where they were coming from, well, I changed my attitude, maybe a complete reversal. I don't think this will happen with you, but I don't know how long you've been on RBN, but just on the first half hour here, I was super impressed, and I will really be a listener to your show, and I don't want to take up any more time, so I'm done, Frank, and thank you.
Thank you, sir. You have a good night now.
Thank you, bye.
Enjoy the rest of the show. Okay, Mr. Strauss exposed an elite philosophy that fawned over the characteristics of those who inherited wealth, lived lives of leisure to pursue whatever their interest may be. His ideas have been transformed into cognate ideology, in which the media, religion, and government are used to subdue the masses, while the real nobles follow their own will without regard to the laws designed to control lesser men. Strauss was likewise fond of secrecy as a necessity for control, because if the lesser men found out what was being done to them, they would no doubt be upset. And I think that is somewhat of an understatement, because the things that are being done in this country will blow your mind. Okay, I have Sovereign Man 11. Go ahead, sir.
Greetings and salutations, Frank. Thanks for taking my call.
How you doing?
I am blessed. I just want to share with you my experience. I believe that I was targeted when I had visited the Bilderberg Conference in 2008 in Chantilly, Virginia. I believe that I was hit with a directed energy weapon. My thigh on my leg felt like it was on fire. And it was right before, well, there was a cloud burst, and it started to rain, and I had a bunch of camera gear, so we were running for the car. And when we got in the car, I asked the individual that I was with to go to the gas station. I said, I got to go look at my leg. I don't know what's wrong. It feels like it's on fire. And when I got to the restroom in the gas station, I looked at my leg, and I expected it to be really red, but it was actually just kind of pinkish. But it was a perfect circle.
Well, that was through your clothes as well.
That's right, through my pants, yeah.
So, yeah, it sounds like you took a nasty burn.
Yeah, well, I don't know about nasty, because I expected it to be a lot redder than it was, but it definitely was subcutaneous, and I hadn't been able to find anybody else that had been, you know, hit with that at that incident. But you know, these things are real, whether or not people want to acknowledge them.
Exactly, and that's why I'm here. And that's why you are calling in. You are verifying exactly what I'm saying. And there are millions in the United States alone, myself included.
You haven't even addressed gang stalking yet, Frank.
Oh, I haven't even touched the tip of the iceberg yet. I'm just beginning here.
Just I guess you're warming up the RBN audience to all the atrocities that are being waged against the American people that they don't know of.
Right. I'm trying to go into, at this point in time, civil rights. If you go to our website, you will see that the first 10 amendments to the Constitution are posted on a page all by themselves. And I tell people to write them down and put them in your wallet, because you might need them sometime. And that's no lie, because things are heating up. Things are getting worse all the time. More and more people are being targeted. I read what I had put together, I think, two nights ago, and they actually had 20% of the people in the capital of Iraq under mind control. 20% in the short time that they were there. So,
yeah, well, I know that they use U2K in the desert with the Republican Guard. They came out of the desert with their weapons disassembled and thanked the American troops for not destroying them. They were very fearful.
That's correct. I actually went into that as well. I'm trying to start from, well, I have tried to start from the beginning and to try and show people where these weapons have evolved from, why they have evolved. There's a different reason now. The reason today is they want what is called a hive mind, and they would like the entire world to be hooked to it. There's only one big problem with that, okay? Nobody will do it if they know about it. It would eliminate love. It would eliminate hate. It would eliminate competition. It would eliminate fear. It would eliminate being human.
It would eliminate compassion and empathy.
Exactly. Thank you. So I'm very happy to be here to spread the word. And I did not mean to interrupt you. You can continue.
No, I just want to thank you for being here, Frank, and also appreciate the conference call that you have. I don't know if the people know about it, but it's a nice neutral ground, I would say, for people that have been exposed to different platforms, i.e., you know, different systems that they're being attacked with, and they can go there and talk to other individuals.
Okay, for information on that, you can go to targetedmassachusetts.org, and you can go to the navigation and go to the events page. On the left-hand side, you will find Targeted Massachusetts Northeast Conference, which takes place Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And you can also, on the opposite page, you can see Republic Broadcasting Network and our hours there. So you have the best of both worlds, radio and a conference call.
Well, I appreciate you, Frank. Keep up the good work, brother.
Thank you, sir. Okay, let me continue here. The people will not be happy to learn that there is only one natural right, the right of the superior to rule over the inferior, the master over the slave, the husband over the wife, and the wise few over the vulgar many. In On Tyranny, Strauss refers to this natural right as the tyrannical teaching of his beloved ancients. Leo Strauss and others at the University of Chicago's Committee on Social Thought received wide credit for promoting the neoconservative agenda through their students, Paul Wolfowitz, Alan Bloom, and Bloom's student, Richard Pearl. Canadian Cultural Review magazine, Adbusters, defines neoconservatism as the belief that democracy has flawed, was best defended by an ignorant public pumped on nationalism and religion. Only a militantly nationalist state could deter human aggression. Such nationalism requires an external threat, and if one cannot be found, it must be manufactured, such as our war in Vietnam. Okay, We'll get to the Ford administration here. Within the Ford administration, there was a split between Cold War traditionalists seeking to minimize confrontations through diplomacy and détente, and neoconservatives advocating stronger confrontations with the Soviets' evil empire. The latter group became more entrenched when George H.W. Bush became CIA director. Bush allowed the formation of Team B, headed by Richard Pipes, along with Paul Wolfowitz, Louis Libby, Paul Matisse, and others, who formed the second committee on the present danger to raise awareness of the Soviet threat and the continuing need for a strong, aggressive defense policy. Their efforts led to strong anti-Soviet positioning during the Reagan administration. Okay, twice before in American history, the Committee on the Present Danger has risen to this challenge. It emerged in 1950 as a bipartisan education and advocacy organization dedicated to building a national consensus for a strong defense against Soviet expansionism. Okay, and this is where all of these weapons that I am speaking of arise from, the Cold War. They realized that they could not send ICBMs over the pole and hit the United States without being destroyed by a counterattack. So they began investing in what Tesla took as being commonplace. Mr. Tesla was way ahead of his time, Nikola Tesla, that is, in a lot of his theories. Russia picked up on his theories. Now, we are right now broadcasting from the heart system, which is pumping the ionosphere full of extraneous signals, we'll call them. I went over a detailed list of what the frequencies were, I believe, last evening. If I can pull it up here, I will. We're kind of running out of time at this particular point. But what I would like to do is try and get into a spot here where I can get a foothold for a few minutes till the end of the broadcast. Okay, previous human rights and cognitive liberty violations are evidenced in CIA and FBI records pertaining to the infamous MKUltra project and the grim record of harassment and subversion uncovered in COINTELPRO, a program enforced through the 50s and into the 70s. Now, it was thought by many that the MKUltra project was permanently, myself included, by the way, was permanently defunct in 1973 by then President Richard Melhouse Nixon. But it did surface again in the 80s in the University of Florida. So MKUltra is alive and well in name and pursuit of its destructive course through humanity. Psychological warfare, information war, and mind control may seem to be exotic topics, But the impact of these technologies and techniques is profound. And I'd like to say that MKUltra is rooted in hypnotism, which is thousands of years old. So you can be a total non-hypnotist and use the words that are in front of you broadcast to your victim over 400 or 500 miles, 1,000 miles, and achieve a hypnotic effect. Our minds are being impacted through a long-standing series of programs aimed at manipulating public opinion through intelligence agencies, think tanks, corporate media, and a host of non-governmental organizations designed to engender fear, division, and uncertainty in the public. Media manipulation involving the artificial framing of our collective reality is often a hit or miss proposition. But psychological operations have been carried out in the past and are being carried out today through the practices of information warfare directed at enemies abroad and at the American people. Write that down somewhere. Everyone, just about now, in the United States, has a friend or a family member who is afflicted with this torture. And this torture goes on 24 hours a day. 24 hours a day. Nonstop. Christmas, holidays, funerals, they don't care. So this is aimed at the American public. Okay, we're going to go to a station break. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.